Welcome to Ask My Mice.
Love you and I, cause I love you so much. Oh, 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 I just love you. I just like help, help. I just like help. I just like you too. I just like you. I just love you. Happy New Year, I love you, say goodbye. You're going to school, and that's okay. Yum, 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 I just love you.
Hi, welcome to Monday's show on Optimize My Life. We are hometown heroes. It is Memorial Day month. And in the spirit of Memorial Day month, the Boy Scouts of Medford, a local tribe that I'm part of, are fundraising to bring themselves to Buffalo, New York. It's a 1,400-mile trip to be part of the dedication ceremony of the Battle Within. And the Battle Within is all about helping soldiers with PTSD. And the memorial is to honor all those who have lost their battle. Give me one moment, please. All right. All right, we're having a slight difficulty here. Just give me 1 minute. My guest. Having a small difficulty with our guest. Give me 1 second to figure it out. Sorry about this. We're having slight technical difficulties.
Let's try this.
Okay. Now can you hear me? But I still can't see you. It's driving me nuts. The great part of live talk radio, if there's a glitch, it's going to happen. All right, we're going to try out something a little different here. All right. See if we can do it this way. There's always a loophole in the system. Copy. Paste. Log. All right. Close that. All right, destinations. Continue. Let's see here. For some reason, it is not working. So let's try this. Stop camera. Close that. All right, so we are having due to technical difficulties, my guest
cannot make it today. So we are going to go with plan B, which is we're going to talk about the upcoming series that we're coming up. So, coming up, starting Wednesday, will be a series of shows . So our Wednesday show is going to be all about, it'll be a series coming up every Wednesday at noon Eastern, talking about this whole identity crisis, this whole hormones, is it a girl, is it a boy, what am I? We're going to talk about facts, statistics, understanding when, what age do we start to figure out what we are. We're going to talk about the damage that is done to our children by not teaching them what a boy is and like what a girl is. You know, my whole theory, my whole viewpoint is, it's not even a theory, is how do our kids know if they're a boy or if they're a girl if we never teach them what a boy is or what a girl is? If we don't teach them what their roles are, we're not teaching them what a boy should be like or what a girl should be like. You know, reading stories that show roles of women and of men, how are they going to balance and base what they are if they're not even given that information? We're also going to talk about how we're classifying this. No, we're talking about, you know, we're talking about what was considered a couple years ago child abuse is now okay. We're talking about hospitals, clinics, social workers, parents raising their kids in gender neutrality, but not so. And then starting hormone treatment, starting surgery, starting all this stuff at 2 years old. No, what age is too young? Is not old enough. You know, when we're going through all these things, we're going through all this stuff, how do we know what's best? And why is it such a big push? And why is it not okay to be a girl? Because you're a girl. Why is it okay for you not to be a boy, even though you're born with a boy? Why do we have to fit into a bubble? You know, for so long we have been taught and raised, it's great to stand out, be different, who you are. But now we're flipping that around. And we're turning it around, and now we have to all fit into categories. We all have to be different or be the same. This series coming up will not be a hit piece. It will not be one way or the other. It will be it'll be facts, and it'll be opinions from professionals. It'll be from parents on both sides of the line. My goal through this is to educate and teach what is the most important aspect. And the most important aspect is the mental health well-being of our children, our next generations, our kids that will be taking care of us in our old age. You know, that's what's crucial. You know, fads come and go. But permanently messing up our kids because we believe a certain way and because that's the trend to do now, is it really worth it? You know, it's like the autistic kick. Everybody's autistic now. Parents are looking for ways and all these little things and contemplating if their kids are normal or not, or are they special, are they autistic? And this is where we need to step up as parents. And really let them be kids. Now, if we don't allow our children to have a childhood, then, you know, then what are they going to, you know, experience in life? What are they going to pass on to those next generations?